This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
In politics, it's been a time like no other. Just going back 2.5 weeks and looking at Wednesday, January 6th, we had the storming of the Capitol, followed by the Electoral College vote count. Then a week later, the impeaching of the president. A week later, this Wednesday, the inauguration of a new president and vice president.
It's been a real week of many firsts and a lot of history made this week. One moment that really jumps out at me, out of so many really we could talk about, was seeing Kamala Harris, the first woman vice president sworn into office, the first Black South Asian American woman to hold that office. And I know here in the Lehigh Valley, folks that we talked to were all watching from home because, of course, this was an inauguration that was happening under very intense security and also COVID precautions. Mm-hmm. But Genesis Ortega spoke with one of Allentown City Councilwoman Cynthia Mota this week, and she had this really poignant moment where she talked about her daughter making the connection between her running for vice president of city council and being elected to that post, and Kamala Harris being the first woman of color in the nation's vice presidential post. And I think that was echoed across lots of people when they were talking with their children and their daughters about this historic moment this week.
I agree. It was really a moving thing to hear this week. When we look at the Biden agenda, is it possible to say how will this affect us here in the Lehigh Valley, the changes that are underway?
Brad, there are a lot of things to talk about there, but in terms of the Lehigh Valley, there are a couple of things that jumped out at me right away. One is the impact on immigrant communities and folks who are undocumented in the Lehigh Valley. He's about to strengthen DACA and is going to change immigration policy, rework immigration reform at the national level. And that could have a big impact on a lot of families here in the Lehigh Valley. The second major thing, maybe the biggest thing everyone's looking at, is policymaking and decision-making and national leadership on coronavirus and vaccines.
And for us here in the Lehigh Valley, or in all of Pennsylvania, of course, a breathtaking moment was the nomination of Pennsylvania's Health Secretary, Dr. Rachel Levine, to be Assistant U.S. Health Secretary in the Biden administration.
How about that, Brad? Dr. Levine has really become a familiar name to us at WLVR, and I think to a lot of Pennsylvanians, as she has been delivering this like really clear, calm messaging around coronavirus and what folks can do to prevent the spread of the virus. She's also going to be the first transgender federal official at this level. So her appointment is both a feather in the cap for Pennsylvania and also for folks who will be really happy to see that representation of a transgender official in high office in the nation.
Another role model, and no doubt the face of the pandemic response for Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
So speaking of the pandemic response, we also had the 1-year anniversary of the U.S. part of this global tragedy. Is it possible to summarize the latest news on the pandemic for Pennsylvania?
Not quickly, Brad, but I'll give it a shot. So the good news is in Pennsylvania, new case counts are down. Mm-hmm. We're looking at averages around 5,000 or 6,000 new cases a day. That's down from mid-December when we were seeing almost double those numbers. So that's great news. But Pennsylvania did see an awful milestone this week with more than 20,000 people who have died from the virus. That came in the same week as that national milestone of 400,000 people having died from the virus across the country. The other thing I would look at in terms of coronavirus and Pennsylvania has to do with vaccine mm-hmm. distribution. So the state earlier this week changed the rules about who can be in this group 1A. This is the first group of people who can get the vaccine, expanding it really significantly from a pretty tightly closed group of first responders, healthcare workers working on the front line, to include a lot of folks, regular folks with pre-existing medical conditions.
We've reported that there's 3.5 million Pennsylvanians now in the 1A category who will be lining up for their turn at the vaccine.
And here in the Lehigh Valley, local health officials are trying to get the ball rolling. The Allentown and Bethlehem Health Bureaus both set up vaccine clinics under these new guidelines. Now, we know the Lehigh Valley Health Network is planning to do a mass vaccination site at Dorney Park starting mid-next week. But they have some more stringent criteria. And again, it's not clear. They say they could see up to 5,000 people a day. But it's unclear if the supply of vaccines will be there to meet that demand.
Well, that is a story that's going to be at the top of our attention in the coming week. Thanks so much for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. Stay with WLVR News and WLVR.org to keep up with all the news that affects the Lehigh Valley.